No surprise here. You could say, duh, Joe, I already know that. But July, this month right now, is expected to be the Earth's hottest month on record, guys. We are getting hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
I got sunburnt yesterday, but that's just me not wearing sunscreen.
Sunscreen is so important.
What's your favorite hot song? I mean, there's a lot of one.
Oh,
you know?
This is my favorite. I'm not joking, in first grade, I think, when this song came out, or maybe second grade, and I was obsessed with it, and I remember all my classmates were like, oh my gosh, she knows that song, she's so bad.
My dad hated when I, like, sang this
song. I know, because I have all older sisters, so they were, I was listening to whatever they were listening to.
I get to see poor child, like, you got a hole in the basement? What?
Your dad's I'm kidding, like Jason.
Why's my boy got a hole in the basement?
Unless you're gonna do it. Extra, extra.
What are you going to do in the basement? Okay. Yeah, it's been record-breaking warmth in the U.S., Europe, Australia, and the Arctic. And the heat is expected to continue throughout the end of the month. That was easy for me to say. Experts say it will be the hottest month for the Earth since records began being kept in 1880. The previous hottest month was July of 2017. So good thing we got those double popsicles coming back.
Yeah, you know I'm going to need those.
That'll cool things down. The more we hear these stories, and thanks to cameras like Nest Cams and different things, and the Ring doorbells, I do not ever want to have food delivered again. But I am lazy, so it's quite the conundrum. Like, what do I do? A Jimmy John's delivery driver in Illinois was caught on a home security camera putting his mouth on their drink. He is seen standing at the front door holding the drink and a box of food, you know, Jimmy John's, before the customer comes to the front door. The driver put his mouth on the lid. The customers then paid for the food and the driver left the area. The homeowner's 12-year-old son saw the incident on the video, and that's when the parents were actually alerted to what happened.
Our first instinct was like, nobody eat anything, nobody touch anything, and then we just called the store right away. Our biggest thought was, what if he was sick? What if he had something that we could have caught? And luckily, it didn't go that far.
Yeah, but still. At first I thought like, oh, he drank out of it, like he sucked it down, but it sounds like he was like using it. I've done this before. I don't know if it's a guy thing only, where you try to hold things with your mouth and your hands, like he's trying to carry everything. Mm. I'm like, dude, do two trips then if you're a Jimmy John driver.
Yeah.
Or do the elbow lock.
Think about that. I do that all the time. I always carry things with my mouth. I mean, they're my own personal things.
What that mouth do?
But I think it's kind of weird when people get drinks delivered as part of their delivery. Like I got dinner delivered last night.
Yeah.
And like I just didn't get a drink. Like, don't you have, if you really want soda, don't you have soda probably in your house, or just drink water? Or like maybe even if you want a glass of wine, don't you have that in your house? I think getting drinks delivered is so bizarre.
I would agree with you with most, but like I feel like every time I always get Jimmy John's, I always get a drink there. And it's not like their drinks are super special. I think it's just certain places you expect this is what you'll order from them.
I've had friends that have been so hungover that they get the Blue Powerade delivered from Jimmy John's. They don't even want a sandwich, but they have to get a sandwich in order to get the Powerade.
So they don't die. All right, we have an update here. Speaking of dying, this is a way to use your, your body for good. 37-year-old Lee Dingle was in the ocean. I talked about this yesterday, playing with his kids last Friday when a wave pushed his head down to the ground and it broke his neck. Super sad. The swelling from the injury caused the father of six to suffocate and he died. Lee's wife, Shannon, wishes Lee were still here, but she is so glad and happy that his organs are going to be helping others. Carolina Donor Services said the organs should save four lives, give sight to one or two people, and ultimately help 55 people altogether.
Wow.
Like from just different things that they're going to be able to donate from his body.
Wow, 55?
She says, I think it's important for people to know that their next of kin, ultimately, you know, when they make those decisions, that you are a registered organ donor. That's what you'd like to do. And you need to make sure your loved ones know your wishes, because they ultimately will make the decision. I am an organ donor. And if somebody needs to use my fat for like a butt lift, you can do that too. You can take my organs, my fat. Nobody's going to want a wiener transplant, but everything else I'm sure is desirable.
Oh.
What?
I just found out I'm a donor.
Wait, did you not realize you were a donor?
No, I didn't know. And then I looked at my driver's license and I'm a donor.
Congratulations, Pork Chop.
Thank
are you,
you
an organ donor?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. I think you should be. You should really consider that. If I don't get too preachy on things, but if you are not an organ donor, consider that. You never know what you could do if, God forbid, you do pass away.
Right.
You could help a family that could save a loved one. So that's a cool story. And finally, I don't understand how this stuff happens, but wow. This video is probably the most, like, the biggest video you need to see today up on our website. A man was riding an electronic Lime scooter. So there's, like, Bird, there's Lime, these little scooters that go town to town or, like, along the city streets. And they go, like, 10 to 12 miles per hour maximum. Well, this guy got on a Dallas highway, and he decided to cut across five lanes of traffic. He was actually in the left lane where people go 70, 80, 90 miles per hour. It took about 15 seconds, but he went from the left all the way to the right, and this guy's dash cam video got the whole thing on video.
Was there in, like, a tight bomber
Yo,
jacket?
What? Yes. Bro, but, like, yeah. Are you on a Bird scooter on the highway? Bro, what are you doing? Bro, what are you doing? Bro, what are you doing? Oh my gosh. That is the most wild thing I've ever seen. This man is fully posted up on a Lime bike on the highway on 35. Bro, the speed limit on this highway is 70 miles an hour, bro. Oh my gosh. How did he get on here? How did he get on the highway?
So many questions that I don't have the answers to, but the video, have you seen it yet, Liv?
No, I haven't. Wait. But just that guy, I'm like crying. Bro. I'm laughing so hard.
You got to see it. We'll put a swipe up link later, but it'll be up on our website too. That is Joe's Need to Know News.